This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. This is an Independence Day like no other here in the United States. Blame it on the coronavirus. But on the eve of the holiday, when President Donald Trump delivered a fiery speech at the iconic Mount Rushmore Memorial in South Dakota, he barely mentioned the pandemic. Instead, it was a direct appeal to his political base, 4 months before Election Day, at a time when he is trailing badly in the polls. He accused racial equality protesters of engaging in what he termed a merciless campaign to wipe out our history. The event resembled a campaign rally. Mr. Trump used a divisive approach in a country hammered by COVID-19 and when large numbers of people are deeply affected by racial injustice. He described a need to protect monuments and statues, some of which honor historic figures who benefited from slavery. The president said there is a movement openly attacking the legacies of every person on Mount Rushmore. Granite sculptures there honor George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt. Protesters have desecrated some statues while also aiming their anger at the use of Confederate generals' names for U.S. military installations, given that they led Southern troops in a civil war that sought to protect slavery. Statues honoring their memories are being removed from prominent places in some American cities on directives from local governments. The president charged that some on the political left, in his words, hope to defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children. He added, "We will not be intimidated by those he called bad, evil people." The Friday night event came against the backdrop of a worsening pandemic that has killed close to 130,000 people in the United States. The case count is approaching 2.8 million. The thousands that turned out for the president mainly chose not to wear masks, and there was no sign of social distancing, clearly violating the advice of health experts who say such mass gatherings risk becoming virus super spreaders. Hard-hit California, Texas, Arizona, and Florida have a combined coronavirus case count of more than 700,000, with a collective death toll of more than 14,000.